Shh. Okay. I must have a chassid to go to a little bit later, so we'll be have to entry a little earlier, but we'll do and we'll continue with this packet next week, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. So we were talking in the past, in Hagim, we were talking about Yom Tov Sheni, the minhag of Yom Tov Sheni, and how it works. So I want to talk, my Be'ez Hashem, what I'd like to do is spend time on Bracha al HaMinhag a little bit, and then to have a packet or two on Moses Godu b'minhagim. Really, what's the halacha? If in one shul, you have some people who put on tefillin, Chol HaMoed, some people don't put on tefillin, can they daven together? Do they have to daven separately? You know, those type of shilas of different minhagim coming together in one locale. But that's gotta have to make still those packets. Now, bracha al minhag, we know from without even starting the packet from life, there's this machlokas, the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim, Mechaber Ramah, whether you make a bracha on a minhag. The most prevalent situation is halal on Rosh Chodesh, right? Halal on Rosh Chodesh, where we know that the Sfardim do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, and the Ashkenazim make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh, but halal Rosh Chodesh is just a minhag. So since it's just a minhag, so the Sfardim don't make a bracha on a minhag, and Ashkenazim do. If you tell you want to see it inside, look on page 19, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Chaf Beis, Sif Beis. Korim halal bedilug. We say halal bedilug in Rosh Chodesh, and that's what we call chatzi halal. Bein biyachid, bein tzibur. V'yesh omrim shatzibur mevarchim lo betchilu lekros ahalal. Some say that the tzibur makes a bracha lekros ahalal. Uvasov yahalucha. Yachid ain't mevarchalav. Yeshomim shafat tzibur ain't mevarchalav. Lo betchilu lo besof. V'zed das haRambam. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. Tawa. The tzibur does not. V'chein nogim b'chol eretz Yisrael v'sifi v'oseha. And that's the minhag in all of eretz Yisrael. What? Not to make a bracha on the minhag. But the Rama says, Hagah, v'yesh omim d'gam yochid mevarach alav. He says, not only do we make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, but even if you're davening b'yichidus, even a yochid makes it. M'komochem yizor adam likros matzibur g'day levarach im atzibur. Okay. So that's the Mechaber Rama. So it's interesting that, let's see who remembers this. From last year, how it was that often? A lot of times, the mechaber, he says his shittas. He's quoting different rishonim. He doesn't tell you who he's quoting. You look at the Beis Yosef, you see who he's quoting. In the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote the rishon by name. He usually just says what the halacha is. If he has two opinions, he says two halachas. But to tell you, oh, this is the Rambam, this is this, rarely. So here he says the Rambam says not to make a bracha. So where else did we have? What? Tzoslayim. Oh, yeah, right. We remember last year we discussed the Machlokas Rambam and Rosh by Tzitzis, where the Rambam says that in the day you chayiv, at night you putter, and the Rosh holds that even a Ksus Yom is chayiv even by Laila. You remember that? So there, the Mechaber quotes the Rishonim in the Mechaber. And here, also, he's quoting at least the Rambam, in because most halachas, a lot of halachas, is based on the Rambam. But so it's interesting why what behooved him here to say Vized Das HaRambam. You know, why didn't you just say like any time he has a Yesh Omrim, he doesn't say V'Yesh Omrim and Zedas HaRambam. It's a little strange. Should we look up the Rambam just to see what the Rambam says? Let's look in the Rambam. Page 8. That's Perek Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tzayin. It says, Kol Dover Shehu Minhag Afal Pi Sheminhag Nevi'im Hu. Anything that's a minhag, even if it's a minhag Nevi'im, there's a minhag that goes back, you know, to the Nevi'im. So you think, you know, so ancient minhag, you know, it's very chashuv, not just a minhag that happened, last week. It's a minhag Nevi'im. On the Tilas Arava B'Shvi Shel Chag, like the taking of the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot, Eitzar Chomer Minu Chachamim, or a Minu Chachamim. In other words, Chachamim, you know, it's in the Gemara, it's not in the Nevi'im, but it's a Minu Chachamim. Called Kriyas Halel B'Rosh Chodashim V'Chol Shel Mod Shel Pesach Ein Mevarchim Alav. Right. Interesting, he puts in a little interesting twist here. Olam Yizar Adam Bracha Shei Tzrichos. But yeah, Michael. So Minhag V'Yim just goes back even further. So you would think that has more clout to it than the V'Yim. It's almost as close to the Chumash. You know, so you might think that maybe one could differentiate. So you're saying no, a minhag Nevi'im, a minhag Chachamim. So a minhag Nevi'im, he gives the example of, you know, taking the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, and minhag Chachamim, he gives an example of Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And nonetheless, he says that these two things don't require don't get a bracha. Where are you reading? What page? Page 3. Second. The second line of the Tosis? Are you sure? Been living on a minute of you. One maybe is more of a takana.
One's more like
Gemara
than the other.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's Gemara. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
So to come, you sow
it,
and
minute of you, the reason. Yeah, there was a minhag. They never necessarily convened and made a takana. Right, that's what Rabbi Wein is saying. Okay, so this is the machlokes of this top. Okay, so let's not start from the beginning and work our way through this this Indian. So we know the famous Gemara. Really, we should have waited till Hanukkah time, but if we wait till Hanukkah time, it'll be too late. So let's do it now. Yeah. So the Gemara tells us on Shabbos on Chav Gimel Amarav, my Mivarech. This is talking about Neiris Hanukkah. What bracha should we make? Okay, then keep going, even though I put a bracket, but we keep going. Where were we commanded? I understand where we commanded in Tefillin and Mezuzah, those are Psukim and Chumash, but where were we commanded? Pashup Shah, Asher Kedushon Mesonot V'Tivanu means Hashem commanded us. Where did Hashem command us? The light near Shulchanukah. Mechen Tzivanu, Rav Avi Omar Milo Sosa. Rav Avi says from the Pasuk Lo Sosa. Right? Where is that Pasuk? Lo Sosa? Dvar Yuzayin. Okay. Well, where is Dvar Yuzayin? Paparsha? Paparsha? What? Shoftim, right. And what's the context there? What? Right. It was talking about... Right, it's the parsha of Zaki Mamre. Meaning if a person is not sure what the halacha is, so he goes to the Bez Nagonel, ki poli bim pa dover al mishpat, right? So there, see, the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is referred to if Sanhedrin tells you to do something, so then you listen to them. Here, the Gemara is using that as a broader idea. That not that they told you specifically, but if they made a takana, so then you have to listen. So b'meila, whenever they make a takana, you have to listen. So b'meila, if they made a takana, Chazal made a takana of Neiris Hanukkah, so then we have to listen. Well, how do we know we have to listen? Because it says Lo Sosu. Lo Sosu. What do you mean?
I mean, when they had the power to make. Like,
yeah, so you have a Sefer Chinuch here in the space measure? Are those Milchas Chinuchs over there? You want to get Jay? You see? Keep going.
Right there.
Oh. No, not enough. Probably Gimel. So, Rav Redlich asked the question. So, right? What about meaning? Says, ask your question even if I hacked you up, so ask it a little more.
I was wondering if.
Right.
Back when they had the power to make like a
Mr. Durbano. Right.
Then it holds a lot of power.
Today
we don't have that
right anymore. So does that apply? Right. So that's what he's asking. So the Chinuch, I believe, talks about this. One second. See, he writes here in the Sefer Chinuch, When the Hagis Mitzvah Zulin Zaki Ba'amri Bizman Abayis Ulin Chiyuv Hachiyuv Aleinu Lishmo Lidivrei Chachameinu Hakadmonim Vel Gdoleinu B'chochma Sator V'shofteinu Shebedoreinu No Hagis B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman B'zichorim Munukevus. So he says that the concept of Zaki Ma'amri, that if you don't listen you get Misa, that's only to Divrei Chachamim HaKadmonim. But still, there is still a concept of listening to Chachmei Hador. That's what he writes. You look it up on your own on Chaf Tzadi Vav. The end of Chaf Tzadi Vav is where he makes that comment. Okay, so that's the now the Rambam is famous as quoted this that all the Rabbanans are lo sasa. Oh, so that's the Ramban's famous kasha in the Rambam. That how come we know the halacha is that a Safik Drabanan is Lakula? But if every Drabanan is what? Is based on a derisa of Los Osur, then the Drabanans also should be Sfeik Lachumra because they're all. Right, every Drabanan is basically a derisa. So the answer that's this classic answer that's given, the Begillas Esther, whatever. That, in other words, when the Rabbanan made their takana, they put in a clause that it should have these leniencies. Because basically, the Torah gave a broad umbrella to the Chachamim to make takanas, and they could do it. And once they do it, it's considered part of the Torah. But since they made that, they wrote into the clause of their takana that it should be different than Rav David Cohen has a piece in the Sefer that I believe he writes the idea that Chachamim Dafka wanted to do that, so it shouldn't be any shailas of Bal Tosif. They wanted that their takanas be different than the Torah's takanas because it shouldn't look like a Bal Tosif. The whole question is, how can Chachamim ever make a takana? Isn't it Bal Tosif? So the answer that's given, Shechter said over, that the answer that's based on I think maybe the Rambam one place himself, but as Rav Shechter explained, the idea being if they're saying it over, Ki'ilu, it's a Daraisa, so that it can be a Bal Tosif. But the Rambam writes this, but if they, as Rav Shechter explained, the Rambam writes that if they're saying it's a Darabon, they himself is saying that it's not a Daraisa. And then it's not a Bal Tosif.
And then something there around the pool of B come in and then like make us go the pool anyway. Derisa?
Well what?
The idea of something there around the pool of B at the time to come in and then therefore be derisa listen to that. So then it would just explain why would I do it anyway? Why would you do it? Because to kind of come in and it's derisa to go the pool of.
Right. So that's the first. Rav Avi Yom Lo Sosa and Nechem Yom Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha Zekinech V'Yom Loch. The pasuk says Shal Avicha V'Yagedcha Zekinech V'Yom Loch. So the question is, what's included in Lo Sosa? So the Gemara says that Neir's Chanukah is included in Lo Sosa. But what about Minhagim? Is Minhagim part of Lo Sosa? Or is Minhagim not part of Lo Sosa? So that we have to look into right now. If you want, let's take a look. You know what we should look in first? Before we do all these Gemaras, let's take a look in the Rambam. Hilchas Mamre. On page 7. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam, Kol Misha Eina Osa Kehora Asan. Anyone who doesn't follow the Psak of the Bezdin Hagodol. Yeah, let's, might as well read the first Halacha. Bezdin Hagodol Shabi Shalayim Hem Iker Tor Shabal Peh. Right, the Bezdin Hagodol Shalayim, that's the Iker Tor Shabal Peh, that's the Sanhedrin. Fame Amude Hora, they're the pillars of the Psak Halacha, Umehem Chogu Mishmat Yotzei L'Chol Yisrael. And from them, all the halachas come out. V'aleim hivticha Torah shenemar api haTorah she'aruchu zo mitzvos esei. And on these people, the Torah promised to shenemar api haTorah she'aruchu that they're gonna pass in the shilas, and that's a mitzvah of the Torah to. Anyone is a believer has to believe in the veracity of the Sanhedrin. Kol misha eino osa keharason over below sasa. Anyone who doesn't follow their hora violence of losasa, so nemar losasa mikol odom asher yagidu l'cho yamin u'smol. Vein lokin alav ze, mibi shenitam lasaras mises bezin. Sometimes you get misa for this lav, by a zakin mamre, so therefore you don't get malchus for it, because a lav that sometimes you get misa for, you never get malchus for. Shekol chochem shemor al divrei misasu b'chenek, shenemar isha shenyaza b'zodon, Echad Vorm Shalomdu also mipi Ashmua, Vim Torah Shabal Peh, Echad Vorm Shalomdu mipi Daitam, Mahasman Amidos, Shatora, and the Dreshes Mem, Vinir Benim Shadov Zekachu. Echad Vorm Shasun Siag La Torah. So you have to listen to things that they themselves enacted. In other words, they had a Mesorah, mipi Ashmua. That's one category of things that the Sanhedrin has a Mesorah. Shalom Dosam Mipi Ashmua, maybe Torah Shabal Peh. Or things that they themselves darshaned from the Yud Gimel Midos. It's not that they got a tradition of this halacha. They were given the Yud Gimel Midos, Torah, and the Dreshes Mem, and they themselves made a halacha from the Yud Gimel Midos. So that's also included. Vechad Dvarim Sha'asum Siag La Torah, or if they made a Siag, in other words, they made a Geder, like the first Mishnah Bracha says, according to one opinion, really you can say Kriya Shema the whole night, but you shouldn't say it past Chatzos because you might forget. So they made a Siag La Torah. Fima Ha'ashot Shricha, Heinak Zeros, Vatakonos, Vahamid Hogos. So here, Rambam writes, it's included gzeiros. Gzeiros means don't do something because we're afraid you'll do something else. Don't read Kriya Shema too late at night because we're afraid that you'll forget and read it in the morning and it'll be too late to be able to say Kriya Shema Shomayr of the next morning. Or takana, like Neiros Chanukah, v'hamin hogos. But now he adds in the word minhogos. Kol echad ve'echad me'elo ha'shlosh advarim mitzis esei l'shmolahan. So all these things, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Sanhedrin. Whether it's gzeiros, takanos, or minhogos. But over al kol echad mehen over below sasa, and if you don't listen in either these three categories of gzeiros, takanos, and hagos, you violate a low sasa. הרי אומר על פי התורה שירוחו אלו תקונוס וגזרס והמנהוגוס שירו בהם לרבים כדי לחזק הדס ולסכן העולם. ועל משפט אשר ימרו אלו דברים שילמדו עושו מן הדין באחס מן המידוס שהתורה נדרשת בהם. So when the Torah says al pi haTorah she'aruchu, that's takanas gezeiros and minhagos, because that they totally, there's no source in the Torah for that. They made an external takana or a minhag or a gezeirah. That's al pi haTorah she'aruchu. V'al mishpat asher yamru elu dvarim she'yilmadu osam min hadin. Mishpat are the things that they derived from Chumash, like through the Yudel. Mikol dovah sheyagidul zo hakabala shekibul ish mipish. Mikol dovah sheyagidul cha is something that they had a mesora ish mipish. So basically, there are three things here. There's takanas gzeris minhagos. That's one category. There's things, so they could have, they can make takanos gzeris minhagos. And the second category is the things that they make for you, gimel midos haTorah and the drashus mahem. So they made the Torah Shabbal Peh. And the other thing is things that they received, an oral tradition from the previous generation that was never included in the Chumash, but they have an oral tradition, based like Nisach HaMayim, maybe some say, etc. So that's all included. So what's the question we have to raise now? Okay. Yes. Okay, but okay.
Sounds like to cut in zeros and the hundred are on the same level.
Oh, do.
And then it would be the following of the assessment.
No. So what's the problem?
You would say a problem.
Meaning what?
Rashi. Meaning we have a.
Say, you're saying it. You just. You want to help him? Just say it out. Say it out, Gerson. Say it out. Just say it out. So what's the question? Meaning, how come Neiros Chanukah, yes, bracha, Hal Rosh Chodesh, no bracha, and then, but Rambam says they're both from Los Asur. The Rambam says Takanus, Minhagos, and Gzeirus, all Los Asur. So when it comes to Takanos, that's like Neiros Chanukah. So we do make a bracha. But what? And so how come he writes Minhagos not? They're all from that same category. The Rambam had three different categories. He has the idea of the Gzeirus Minhagos Takanos, that's one thing. Then he has the Yugim Amidor Shatar Nudreshra, another thing. And the thing Ish Mipish. So in one category, he has three things. That's
And they're all equal?
They're all equal. But then he goes ahead and tells us that we don't make, and Hilchas Brachas, that we don't make a bracha in a minim. But according to Rambam, you should make. Unbelievable kasha.
Who established the Erev
the Beis HaMikdash. Sanhedrin was housed in the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is by a sheni. Chanukah is by a sheni. Chanukah is by a sheni. Right? By a sheni. Right? This is a very important question, right? And that's what you meant to ask, Rav Luch, right? You just didn't just say that. What's the difference between Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh? So that's how you say it. Okay? Right? So where should we look in the Sefer Birkas Chaim? Okay. Okay, so look on page 14. If you insist, that's where we should look. So I'm not going to take it to tell you now. Look at page 14, the second paragraph. Omnam. You see where it says Omnam? Omnam, Marambam, Reishulchas, Mamrim, Kosov. Call me she'eno ose mehorasa and over below sasa shenem below sasa and mikol adam she'egi lecha yamin small hagzeres v'atakonis and benhagas mitzvah zeh l'shmol lehem v'over kol achas mehem over below sasa harei omer al pi ha'torah she'erucha eilu hagzeres v'atakonis and benhagas she'eru mehem l'rabim k'vil chazik ha'daz v'ken ol ha'kam l'shono u'mvuars, two lines from the bottom. Umvur shitas Rambam sha'af al minog ikra lav delo sosu. Right? Vafal pike in kosev Rambam milos brachos filchas chanukah tochol dov shul minog ikon netilas arava. Right? Mishvi kriyas halab rosh chodesh rosh chodeshim ei mevachim alav tzarch biur the parak by Mehmed Likin. Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, what's the whole source that we make a bracha on Chanukah? Is because Chanukah is part of Los Osor. So if Chanukah is part of Los Osor, the Rambam said Minhagos are also part of Los Osor. So for the same reason that we make a bracha on Adlik Ner Shel Chanukah, we should make what? A bracha on Rosh Chodesh as well. Tzarek Bir, Tzarek Bebem Malikin, Mavur, Tehainu Taim Edem Varchem Al Mitzis Drabon and Mitzivanu. Shim Shem Michal Lo Sosor, Ludvay Rambam Shagam Hamin Hogus Michal Lo Sosor, Hema, Amai Ebevarchim Alehim. It's good kasha. So think a minute and give me a teretz. Don't look for a teretz, I want you to think. You have the cash. Okay, take a look. Take a look on page 15. So you speak, they couldn't make it a bracha on the. It's a possibility, but I don't see it so compelling to make that distinction. Rav Gottman? Well, that's what we're trying to. Getting there. We're getting there. Belly.
Possible there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh.
You need it to cement why? Oh, he's saying like this. Rosh Chodesh is the concept of Rosh Chodesh is a din d'oraisa. We bring up Korban Musaf, etc. So that has a link to a d'oraisa. So it didn't need the bracha to, you know, a bracha always cements it. That's a good way. Cements. You know, which the Gemara always says, when you don't have a bracha, you muzalzo. That's not to say, yeah, so he's saying like this, when it comes to Hanukkah, it's pure drabbanan, so they needed a bracha or else it would fly away, no one would do it anymore. But Rosh Chodesh, the concept of Rosh Chodesh Oraisa, so at least it's linked to the Oraisa, so it didn't need a bracha. I like that. That's a fascinating, you hear what he said. Right, you're asking for the Raisa Gufa. Yeah. It's a good time also. I like it. It's good. You're thinking. That's what's important. Redlich? Slam it out. Slam it out.
Probably not. Maybe by Hollow Medilo. We can say Lingmo versus Lingro. So there's already a distinction there, so you don't need the drop out. There's no other meaning similar to what Elliot was saying, that we have a, since we already have a Doraisa version, I guess, of Hala, that we want to make a difference between, we want to show that this isn't like the Doraisa Hala, that it's different, so therefore we don't say a bracha. Because otherwise you would think that it's exactly like the Doraisa. So therefore, maybe really it would have had it, but since we have a real, since we already have a Hala with a bracha, it would have been confusing. Because
mm-hmm.
people would have got confused between the two, saying they're both.
If what?
If there would have been a bracha by the halal Rosh Chodesh,
right.
It would have been too similar to a halal we say on Pesach. It would have been the same. They both would have had a bracha.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rebbe maybe wanted to make a difference between the two. So therefore they are a bracha.
It would have been too similar. So how does that explain the difference between Hanukkah and...
Maybe really it should have had it, but by Rosh Chodesh it got rid of it.
Why?
Because it would have been the same as a Halal D'Oraisa. You want to make a deal between Halal D'Rabbanan and Halal D'Oraisa.
I mean, since we have a concept of Halal D'Oraisa, so we wanted the Hanukkah we don't have...
There's nothing else but Hanukkah.
Nothing else by Hala.
Meaning, like, Lechachila, they would have had a bracha by Hala Rosh Chodesh. But since there's something else, the other Hala, it'd be the same thing then. And then it could have been, like we were saying before, that would have been a Tosef.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Hmm? You want to say something?
I'm kind of thinking like, say the doll idea, like, how it got to, since the time of the second day of Minash, the end of the year. They do look for everyone, all on his route. So, like, saving all on his route, so that we're not getting the tail of the rock on it, or something like that. Because everyone was saved, we'd be able to save. And, like, before, so maybe not, everyone was saved.
But for the Rosh Chodesh,
if it's not, and everyone was strictly based on this, but at least what we saw in the Tosfos, it was based on the mindset, it was based on the Rav going to Baga or going to another place. Since the base of the around at this time, the Rambam may go on, and later on, he talks about the ones that had been there going after. There's a bunch of different ahead, and no one would know what to do. So some would say yes, and some would say no. So since he was going to Bago, they already had different on what was going on already in Israel. So if the Hanukkah everyone was together and had a unified force, they were in the Mikdash, so they had to move to a place.
Right.
If it was other times in Rosh Chodesh, maybe like they were going to different places and ask for different people, so they just didn't know what to do.
Maybe.
We're also listing another possibility right now from the Kodur Ben Nechem as well.
Right.
Can we say that?
But the Rambam doesn't.
Yeah.
Rambam calls Lo Sosa.
I know, but when it comes to Neris Hanukkah, I mean, the Gemara quotes another Rambam, so maybe that's also a side to say that it would be different.
If Shachta claim maybe that's good for the Machlos Rambam and Ramban, we hold it, but the Rambam says it's all through Lo Sosa. So. No, not in terms of the brachas, but in terms of that all the rabbanans are losasa. He's saying maybe since it's another positive, that's why they made the bracha. Which is a positive thing, it's not just a lav. Right. In other words, he's just saying, no, Chacham was the word of a tzivanu. How can we wear the word of a tzivanu? Was the tzivan. The positive thing is because Chacham made a positive takana, so he make it. But how can we say v'tzivanu? Who says we have to listen to their positive takanas? Oh, so let me tell you what the Sefer Berachas Chaim says. I think very pashut, everyone had something to contribute. It was very good. But let me say it like this. There are two types of minhagim. One minhag is that people start being knowing something. And everyone's doing it. That's like Challah Rosh Chodesh. Right? But then there's another thing, which I think what he means to say is people started to do it. And then the Chachamim said, hey, we like what these people are doing. Now we're going to formally put it on the books that everyone has to do this. So it started like a minhag, which the Chachamim now told us, I want you to do this minhag. It's not just voluntary anymore. So one second. So the Berachas Chaim says like this, when the Rambam says that hanhagas are bichlal lo sosur, those are the hanhagas like Yontav Sheni. That people started doing Yontav Sheni because of the suffix, and then the Chachamim said, you know, he's horror. Keep doing it. No, don't think it's just a reshus. I want you to keep doing it. So those things, we make a bracha on Yontav Sheni. When you make a second Seder, you make a bracha. But then, the other minhagim, where the Rambam says you don't make, those are the minhagim that just were minhagim, but never became, it was the takana, like Chanukah. No one was lighting Neiris Chanukah. The Rambam said, light Neiris Chanukah. But then there's a Torah Patakana, which started as a minug, and then they said, okay, now we want to put it on the books, and we want everyone to do it. So, and that's, he's medayik, because the Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, is, HaTakonis V'Gzeirs V'HaMinhogas SheYoru Bohem L'Rabim. In other words, the minhagus that the Chachamim said that we want you to keep. So look on page 15. Yesh Lomar, the bottom of the right side on page 15, Yesh lo mardina, yesh nam beis sugei minhagim. There are two types of minhagim. Yesh nam minhag, shekvutzes anoshim kibul olayim linko kach v'kach, nogu b'neim acherim, minhag ze over midor l'dor. So people started to do it, and then it continued, like Hal and Rosh Chodesh. People started to do it, and it continued from one generation to the other. Yesh nam minhag, shechazal tzivu lasoso. Avu pishu minhag, mikol mokom kiyumo inum. So what does it mean, a minhag? So it must mean that first the people started it, and then the Chazal said, continue, like Yom Tov Sheni. So now it works in very well. Why is Chanukah, why do we make a bracha on Chanukah? Because it's lo soser. Minhag you don't. No, the minhag that we don't is that, in other words, when the Rambam says minhag is lo soser, it's only the minhag that the Chacham then gave a stamp of approval, and therefore, when they had their rabbinic conference, they said, okay, people are doing this now, we want to put it on the books that everyone has to do.
They didn't do that by Halal.
Right, exactly.
No,
right, exactly. That's what he's saying. About Minagreda, Mitzchazal. So then he says, and that's he explains, Shuv Matzosi, B'chidushi Ritva, on the left side. Shuv matzasi v'kedusha haritzva b'sugi v'shapirish kein hadamina harova minag neviim perish shalom yisdu v'lo tiknu b'zaklom v'lo nogu kein v'nogu kemosu me'aleim. The neviim started, or it could be even the chacham started the minhag of Hal Rosh Chodesh, but they never made an official takana. They started and people followed along. So those things, behind the come on, chavit v'lo bir chasav minag v'im perish kevin she'ein l'minag ikar v'tacharos chom l'ugo ein mevarchim lov. Aval minag mitzvahs d'rabbanim mevarchim lev kol shalom mevarchim mekachim yontav sheni. B'zman hazeh. That's a minag shechivu chacham l'inog bo kiminag avoseinu. In other words, avoseinu were doing it, and now the chacham said, keep doing it. It started as a minag with a, there was, Neiris Chanukah didn't start as anything. Neiris Chanukah, Chachamim decided, I want you everyone to light. No one was lighting Neiris Chanukah. Chachamim got up one day and said, we enact, everyone should light Neiris Chanukah. So that's a takana. Then you have a minug, which is also a takana, which thing people were knowing, and then Chachamim said, okay, now it's official. Now you got to do it. But then there were things that people knowing, that Chachamim never, they just let it continue. But they never made a takana. So the question is, those things, do you make a bracha or not? So the Rambam says, even though minhagas are part of los osur, those are only the minhagas that are, they made a takana, but the minhagas that are not, they're not. And that's what he says, Dovrzeh, last paragraph, on the left side, on page 15, the bottom, Dovrzeh meduktak shapir b'lshono b'hilfos mamim, fa minhagas sheyoru bohem l'rabim. So it's a beautiful pshat. Then you look at the next page, page 16. He says, "V'hainu tayim enami de b'shmono aso yom shemitzvah ligmor mehem es ahalel." Shmonis ve'achad the pasuk Rambam shemvarchim al merosa, but roshi chadoshim kriyas halal minig ve'ena mitzvah ein morchal la shem varchim la minim. Chil vavur al pimad yisa al zeh neviim shemineim tiknu lehem yisrael shi omrim alkol perku perkol tzar shalotavu. Shayim shomrim b'am halal for pich shayim minig mikol mokum loisa takana. Then efshar lomu v'tivano. Right, the question was when Rav went to Bavel and he saw that they were saying Halal, he didn't know what to do. So obviously it was never made a takana, or else Rav would have heard of it. The Gemara says he thought that he was going to stop them, and then he saw that there was their minhag. So it must be, why did Rav went to Bavel, he saw they were saying Hal Rosh Chodesh. He didn't know what was going on. He was going to stop them. And then he said, oh, it must be they have their own minhag. But if that minhag would have been ratified by Chazal, Rav would have heard of it. So you see that it wasn't. So that's a minhag greida, and that's what the Rambam means when you don't make a bracha. But when the Rambam says that minhagos or bechor, he means b'dayik, Birkas Chaim, minhag shehorub bo. So there was hara in that minhag. If there's hara in that minhag, then that's what we make a bracha. And that's like Yantav Sheni. So you have Chanukah, which is a takana. You have Yantav Sheni, which is a minhag, which became a takana. And then you have Hal Rosh Chodesh, which is a minhag. And nonetheless, the Ramah and the Baalei Tosfos hold you make a bracha even on a minhag that was not ratified. That's a chiddush that you can say v'tzivanu even on that. So we'll have to see. We have to learn more. Okay? So I'm going to stop here because I have to run to a chasana. But, okay? Eli, you want to say something?
No, I just wanted to... it's just one more question. If the Rabbanan saw a minhag that wasn't worth ratifying, why didn't they just slam it down?
Yeah, in other words, why did they slam it down and why did they ratify it? That's a good question. In other words, what was the motivation that sometimes they just kept it? That's a good question. Why did they just slam it down, as you put it? Right. Right. It's too early.